It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another Mike Wills Podcast. It has been probably about a month since I've recorded one. Not quite the weekly I was aiming for, but it's a audio blog. So, a lot of busy times in the past few weeks. We have had lots of soccer games, lots of busy times, and not quite so busy times, but still busy at work. A couple camping trips in there. Various, little activities like that. And now the latest thing is they're working on my main route home. So now I got to take these detours. Thankfully, one app I use, Dash. Dash is the app in conjunction with those ODB2 port, whatever you call it. One of those Bluetooth adapters hooked up to my phone. I've been using that to compare the two routes, both time-wise and distance-wise, to kind of see, which is ultimately the better route around. So I haven't done too much comparison yet. From what I can tell, they're about a minute of difference, but it kind of depends upon traffic, obviously, and time of day and so on. So I'm going to do a few more routes and just kind of see which one is better. I kind of like the Dash app mostly because it gives you kind of that real-time fuel consumption, that kind of your average trip fuel mileage. And it also gives you alerts for, it can also get your engine light alerts, and then to kind of give you at least an idea of what it is. So it is kind of useful for that. My only issue, and I haven't done much research on this, is that it constantly is disconnecting from my phone, and not in the good way, because in theory, you walk in the car, it connects up by Bluetooth LE, and it kicks off the app and just starts recording every trip. In reality, especially if you reboot your phone, you need to then start the app that first time. It will lose its connection to the device as it's completely gone out of your system. It loses its sync. I wish I had an explanation why it completely drops out of my phone. It is very annoying. But overall, it works. I give it about a 3-star probably. If it definitely pushed up higher if they fixed, or if somehow that issue is resolved. I'm sure there's better brands of those connectors out there, but I didn't want to spend a lot of money at the time. I really want to see fuel economy for towing camper. Just, how good mileage am I getting? And since I'm talking about it, I've averaged about 10 to 12 miles per gallon pulling my camper, my 26-foot camper. total of about, 6 to 7,000 pounds probably I tow in there with all fuel or with gear and everything. So, been playing a lot more with my camera. I really need to do something to share some of my more scenic pictures I would actually think about sharing out. I don't know if Flickr's still the thing, or SmugMug, or if there's something else. Obviously, there's the Instagrams and whatnot. Really, I'm not so sure I want to do the social media route. I want more of the, hey, upload 20 pictures, and hey, here's some various pictures from these locations, and I don't know. I guess if you have any thoughts, let me know what if you're a photographer by chance. But then also, you know, maybe try and get some feedback from people of, hey, you know, you should do this next time or try this. I would love to kind of learn a little bit more about photography. I don't want to be like super obsessive over it necessarily, but I definitely want to at least be able to compose a decent picture. It's been raining a ton around here. I believe one of my coworkers said something about it's rained like 6 to 8 inches over the last, actually for about the last week or so. It's been raining just about every day, whether it's just at night or during the day. Thankfully, nothing overly severe. Definitely some wind. Kind of your average thunderstorm type stuff, but nothing that's been horrible. I know some areas, especially in northern Minnesota, there's a dam that was broke because of all the rain and the water. I wish we could share our water with everyone else in the country, because we've got to definitely have a lot of it right now. So I'm basically done for today. I will talk to you all next time. Thanks for listening.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.